at me. Will you dance with her?
Good morning, good afternoon. Buenos noches, depending on the time you are listening to the show. My name is Nyamiye Sky, and this is the Nyamiye Podcast Show, the Christmas edition. It is that time of the year again, the season to be jolly. It is that time of the year where you have no reason to be upset or sad. It is that time of the year where love is all we need. Christmas is here again. Well, on this episode, I wouldn't waste much of your time. It is Christmas and I want you to enjoy it to the fullest. So, I would like to start with my Christmas message to you all. It's reconciliation. Reconciliation. Take time to call your friends, those you've lost touch with. Ask for their numbers from your other friends and call them. Wish them a Merry Christmas. Ask them, get involved in their lives. But you don't know what might happen tomorrow. It is Christmas and a month of love. Be careful, be safe. Whatever you do, know the reason for doing that thing and do it to the fullest. But stay safe, don't drink and drive. Take your time, because it's not your birthday anyways. Someone else's birthday. Take your time while celebrating it. For unto us a son is given to wipe our tears away. For unto us he came with love and grace. A king is here, his kingdom is dear. He rose from the cradle, on the donkey's back he saddled. Our boat he paddled to a destination filled with hope and aspirations. He spoke when the sea billowed, he called out my name. He took away my shame and called me his own. On this episode I asked my friends to give me 3 wishes and a Christmas message. Let's listen to them.
What's up guys, my name is Sena Kofi. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. So I'm wishing for 3 things this Christmas. 1, good health, great life and prosperity. So my message for you this Christmas season is that just remember why we are celebrating the Christmas. Remember why we are celebrating the Christmas. Don't go overboard, okay? So yeah, thank you very much. I'm out.
Imagine getting items you want for this Yuletide. I wish to get a wardrobe, an Adidas sneaker, and a new MacBook. Hey fam, I respond to Nanayai. My message for you this Christmas is to stay clean and safe. Don't forget to let humility coupled with respect lead you. Oh, and if you'd like to surprise me, go ahead and hit me up. Yay! Merry Christmas.
Hello everybody, this is Richard Chumman. This is the Nyamiye Podcast Show. I would like to say a big shout out to everyone out there, my family, and like all my friends out there. Have a Merry Christmas and, you know, and a Happy New Year. And don't have too much fun, you know. You don't want to get drunk and die. That's not a good thing, so.
We wish you Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas is here again. I wish this season brings me health, long life for my family, and love. Since this season seeks to bring our togetherness, may this festivity bring each and everyone new hopes, peace, love, prosperity, and joy as we all celebrate the birth of our Savior. Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year to everybody. I say, Feliz Navidad.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a
pear. To bring the program to a close, I would like to repeat my message, which is reconcile. Make sure you call that one person you want to call. Make him a part of your life this Christmas. And to end it all, I would like to play you the message from the father of the country, the president. The show has always been the Nyamie Podcast Show. My name is Nyamie Ska. I'm out. Oh, and I almost forgot. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
On behalf of the government, the First Lady, my wife Rebecca, my daughters, grandchildren, and my family, I wish all Ghanaians and people the world over a Merry Christmas and Happy, Prosperous New Year. As we celebrate Christmas with its glad tidings of great joy, let us remind ourselves of the beautiful story of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The prophet Isaiah summed it up when he said, and I quote, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So let us rededicate ourselves to him and remain committed to the cardinal principles of Christianity, which are faith, love, charity, and reconciliation. Let us also take a moment to reflect on our country, on how far God has brought us, and on the many blessings, especially of freedom, peace, and stability, he continues to shower upon us. We have good reason to be thankful to God for the modest successes we chalked over the course of 2019. 1.2 million of our children have today unfettered access to senior high school education, the highest enrollment in our history. We've revived our healthcare system. We've had bumper harvests of foodstuffs for 2 years in succession, with food prices at their lowest in years. Tens and tens of thousands of teachers, health workers, graduates and non-graduates alike have been given jobs. We've retooled and re-equipped our police service and armed forces to a considerable extent. Our economy is one of the fastest growing economies in the world this year, and we are the largest recipient of foreign direct investment in West Africa. We've had to take painful but necessary measures to sanitize and save the banking system, a process which I know has brought discomfort to many a household. It is worthy to note, however, that the jobs of some 6,500 workers were saved as a result, instead of the 10,000 that could have been lost. In addition to the protection of funds of 4.6 million depositors. Thus far, the Ministry of Finance and the Bank of Ghana have worked together to guarantee payment of 100% of deposits of customers of the failed banks, which is being done. I've directed the Ministry of Finance to work with the Bank of Ghana to ensure the same applies to customers of microfinance and savings and loans companies whose licenses have been revoked. Investigations into potential criminal conduct are proceeding. As it appears, there's been a massive diversion of assets of these financial institutions. I assure you that the outcome of these inquiries will be made known very soon, as well as the actions that will be taken to bring those responsible to book. Work is ongoing in all parts of the country to fix the road network. And with 2020 being the year of roads, we should see major improvements during the year. Systematic measures are also being undertaken to strengthen the accountability institutions of our state in the fight against corruption as the surest and most effective way to deal with this canker. The police, under the new IGP, Mr. James Opombuenu, has made a significant deployment of his personnel around the country and is determined to provide security to you and your family during this holiday season. Next year is another important year in our democratic journey. We will hold in December 2020 the 8th general election in the history of the Fourth Republic. We all have a duty to conduct ourselves in such a manner that we have a free, fair, and transparent election that will enable the Ghanaian people to choose, in peace and serenity, the person and persons who will manage their affairs on their behalf. I am confident that yet again, Ghanaians will rise to the occasion and reinforce the status of Ghana as a beacon of democracy on the continent. The country is by no means out of the woods yet, but there is a growing sense of confidence that with hard work and determination, Ghana will make it, and collectively, we will secure our futures. So let us celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ safely and responsibly, and avoid doing anything that will put our lives and the lives of our loved ones and others in harm's way. Let us be a blessing on the lives of those in need, and through our actions, bring good cheer to all. And to our brothers and sisters and others who have come from beyond our shores and are joining us celebrate Christmas in this year of return, I say Akwaba, a word of welcome to each of you. Ghana is certainly the place to be this December, and I hope you are enjoying the famed, warmed Ghanaian hospitality and proud, colorful heritage. When you leave, I'm sure you'll take with you splendid memories that will enhance further our common identity as black people. You will always have a home here with us. May the celebration of Christmas bring joy to all people. And may the new year usher in a new era of blessing and growth for you and everyone dear to you. May God bless us all and our homeland Ghana and make her great and strong.